This podcast is very not safe for work.
I'd also like to say that I feel there's a strong argument to be made for the story being rewritten as Shel Silverstein fanfic, but in the style of Dr. Seuss. Because you have so many potential sentences, like the boy sat upon the stump, and then it should follow with, and then began to pump and hump.
The boy's feelings made him feel faint. He sat on the stump to grate his taint.
Yes!
His taint was corf, rough and sage, and the tree was like double his age.
Nice.
Friday! This Friday only, and also every Friday. Come down to Night Horse Arena and strap in for a night of erotic demolition with Friday Night Fan Fiction. Come see superstars Sean, Val, Logan, David, and Steve-O get down and dirty with the marathon of the worst fan fiction ever written. Bring your mom!
What?
Bring your dad!
But my dad's dead.
Bring your kids.
I'm 32 years old.
Bring your pets. Find random people on the street and bring them too.
I'm a fucking host on the show, you moron.
Friday Night Fan Fiction. All chair have seatbelts because this show is gonna blow your ass away. Make sure to bring lots of booze because you'll need it. Audience participation heavily required. Tickets don't cost a thing. That's right, it's free. Your entrance fee is your mental anguish and suffering at your subjection to these horrible stories that will give you nightmares for 10,000 years. The first 100 audience members get nothing, absolutely nothing, except the ability to maybe post more furry porn than David does. Don't miss Friday Night Fanfiction. If you do, we'll send your browser history to your grandma. And you know that would break her heart. And be sure to stay after the show for our circle jerking and inflatable hot tub challenge. The first to fill the hot tub with their jizz has to drink it. Friday Night Fan Fiction. It's
fucking fan fiction. I said babe. I wasn't talking to Cap. And God knows he's gorgeous.
He was obviously talking to me because he knew that I was listening.
Yeah, they have a Palpatine smile, right?
Would you stop talking about my mother?
Judy says they've had work done. Is that true?
No, they have not had work done.
Okay, he says no. So they just have a natural Palpatine face.
A natural Palpatine. That is the new look on the cover of Vanity Fair.
That's not a bad episode title either.
Yeah, but we're only 30 seconds in. So, give it some time to stew. Good evening, everybody. This is...
Oh, shit. We're actually live.
Said that.
Oh, you didn't give me time to fade away from my normal me to my character me.
David, you are your character. You've been living that life for years now.
That's not true. I'm professional.
David, you yell at me. I'm sure you yell about me while sitting on the toilet.
Okay, that's not true at all. I poop in silence because I clam up if there's any sound.
So I'm going to come down there and I'm just going to set a Bluetooth speaker outside your bathroom.
You fucker, you wouldn't dare.
It's just going to be random harbor noises, like foghorns.
No, that might be all right.
We're just going to play the brown note and see which gives first.
This is Friday Night Fan Fiction. I'm Steve-O. Joining me tonight, as usual, our hosts David, Logan, Val, Sean, and our guests tonight are Cap and Rhythm Bastard. Welcome. How are y'all doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Yeah,
I'm Cap, and I'm doing A-okay.
Yay! A's.
Jeez, that's better than a B-okay.
Well, that's also better than B-O.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there are people who are into it. Don't judge.
No, I mean, it's up to you. My personal perspective on it is I'm very sensitive to smells. So
B.O. should be discovered, not announced.
Oh, gosh. All right. Well, let's play catch up real fast. Cap, it's been Not one week. I'm nipping that off right now. It's been a couple months since we had you on the show. What's gone on in that time? I know there was a Nerdy Show's been transitioning. I'm sure that was a hell and a half to go through.
Yeah, well, Nerdy Show's been transitioning. Cap's been transitioning as well.
Oh, you have?
Yeah, no, I started hormone replacement therapy.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah.
So let's take that A-OK and make it a they-OK.
Hi. Yay. I get it.
Well, I'm glad that that's going very well for you.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. And Nerdy Show's transition is that's really over and done with and continuing on as normal now. Just us jumping onto the Cabana ad network, moving the shows over to the platform Megaphone. That's just analytical stuff. No one cares about that. The listener experience has hardly changed at all.
Good.
But yeah, no, we're just chugging right along, making our moves to make sure that 2018 is filled with as many audio dramas as we can, which is why things are a little sleepy right now as we do everything we can to redirect our efforts into getting Call of Cthulhu Mystery Program Season 2 kicked off and Ghostbusters Resurrection back in action. Unfortunately, Dungeons and Doritos is on permanent hiatus until our Game Master's family situation resolves itself.
You know, I'm sorry to hear that about Dungeons and Doritos, but I didn't hear my favorite three words, Pokeballs of Steelix, in there at all.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
I will be one of those people.
No, please be one of those people. Please keep the fire lit for Pokeballs of Steelix. Like, that's something that, I mean, we've got plans. We've got such plans, but actually recording that sucker's been a bit difficult because when last we recorded the show, one of our hosts, Jonna, lived in Orlando. She doesn't live here anymore, and we need to... She's not going to ever...
No, she's moving from Maryland in, like, the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, you know her. I don't know how well listeners are familiar with her, but she's like the right-hand person of Professor Shy Guy. They're like, wherever he's going, she's also going. She's on a constant convention circuit. So getting her on the show and any kind of regularity is right out. But we don't want to screw up the show and have this like jarring transition where all of a sudden a character's not there, because we already went through that when Triforce Mike died. So we're gonna make it work, but there's a lot of moving parts to it. But when that happens, it'll happen. And when it comes back, it'll come back in a big way, and we'll wrap up the series because clearly it's been on too long and we'd just be doing it for diehard fans. And in fact, I found out maybe like 6 months ago at this point that there's I can't remember the name of it off the top of my head, unfortunately, but there's a Pokemon role-playing podcast that's quite well known at this point that's built on it was made by someone who was a fan of Pokeballs of Steelix going way back, and it's doing, you know, like better than we could hope for this dusty old podcast to do in the modern era. So, you know, might as well just like finish off our storyline and patch the torch effectively.
That's gotcha. Cool.
Yep.
Yeah.
Rhythm Bastard, how many conventions have you been at in the last 6 months since we last had you on the show?
Oh, God. Let's see. I think I played Anime... I'm just going to go back in the back of my mind. I played at Anime Hawaii, where not only did I do a show there, I ran a Ewiver series, which is a Nintendo 64 tag team wrestling event akin to a League of Heels at PAX East and PAXmania and all that. I played a show, and I was also part of the 3000 Brigade show at Anime Hawaii, which is now available up on YouTube. And I was part of, and I played a show at Holiday Matsuri. So in the beginning of the month, conventions, you know, not so much, kind of a dead time right now, but hopefully that picks up again soon. But since then, I've also started a Patreon page. So I've been like trying to put out new songs every month. I was actually part of a project with Mark with a C for a like Dick Puncher EP. I was able to contribute to that.
Oh, yes. Awesome.
That's just such a good name.
Yes, it's like Dick Puncher 3, The Dickening, Starfad Dick Puncher 2. Magitek is also contributing a track. And my part of that project is I'm doing the gritty reboot of the Dick Puncher series. So, patreon.com/rhythmbastard. I'm putting out, you know, new tracks at least, you know, once a month over there. My next track is probably going to be inspired by the Magic the Gathering Dominaria set. So a lot of stuff I try to keep busy with.
Well, good on you.
Sorry.
That was very pretty, Val. But glad to hear that you've been keeping yourself busy and productive. That's great. Great news all around. I'm not going to ask about my hosts because I hate them.
Go fuck yourself.
I love you too, honey.
I had a job interview recently and it went good.
Good. I still don't care.
Aww.
David, I'm very happy that your job interview went well, and you know it. David, do you want me to go get the ice cream?
All I want you to do is validate my existence.
Is that by buying you Wolfenstein again?
No, it's by buying me a new 1080 GPS. The TI is about to drop down in price, and if you were to send me one, I'd be very grateful.
All right, so tonight we're... This was a title that was...
on.
Yes, the king of smooth transitions. This was a story. I read the title out, and people in the chat either immediately said yes or vehemently no. This is called The Giving Tree, A Gift of Love.
Oh, Jesus.
By Oh God, Here It Comes, You Must Not Miss.
Is that his real name?
That is the author's name.
I don't know whether to be impressed or terrified.
I think both.
I demand to be allowed to read at least one of these pages.
Okay, there's only two pages, so I'll give one to you and the other to Cap.
Okay.
Hooray!
So I'll go first.
Fine, let me roll and see who's going to judge you. Sean.
No one's in it. I'm not going to judge Logan.
Yes, you are.
You can't judge me. I am beyond judgment.
You have to judge.
The Giving Tree, A Gift of Love. A tale of love reunited. This story is a more elaborate and more appropriate end to Shel Silverstein's ending to Shel Silverstein's popular children's book, The Giving Tree. Chapter 1, The Giving Tree, A Gift of Love. The Giving Tree, A Gift of Love.
drink for a gift of love.
A Shel Silverstein fanfic. Author's note, to enhance your reading experience of my tale of love and reconciliation, I suggest that you listen to Jeff Buckley's Hallelujah while reading. give me a fucking second, let me put that shit on.
I heard there was a secret chord that David played, and the Lord was like, hey man, that's pretty good.
Hey, that's a pretty good chord. Turn that shit way down.
Turn it down so we don't get copy stricken.
Hallelujah.
It had been many years since the boy had harvested the tree's trunk for a boat and sailed away. The tree spent many years alone, bright summer days rendered cold and meaningless due to a lack of branches and leaves to enjoy the warming light and warm breeze. Once a mighty giant, its figure piercing and spreading across the sky, the tree was now a mere stump in the grass. The tree began to give up hope of ever again seeing the boy it had given up so much for. That was until one night, cool autumn night.
You sure aren't there, Logan?
When a tree was reunited with the boy and learned a lesson in love.
The tree's real name was Kamakla, who also went as E.T.
What?
Yeah.
That went a little over me.
Yeah, that's over my right head.
There. You don't remember Elliot and E.T. coming back to me?
No.
The one where Elliot got unbirthed?
Yes, now I don't know how you remembered names.
Kamakla is just a name that's stuck in my head. Also, thinking about the phrase associated with Kamakla, pink ass juice.
I do remember the pink ass juice.
Of course you would.
Devo's future child is Kamakla. Okay,
I think Val is going to no override that decision.
Yeah, no.
Well, you're part of this company now, so she doesn't get a say in this anymore. This is handed down by, you know, the heads of the company.
There you go. $500 Patreon goal, name my first child.
$500 one was free tacos.
I don't know. I kind of want your firstborn to be named Dump Truck Borts.
Dump Truck? What?
Dump Truck.
Dump Truck.
Dump Truck. Oh, okay. I heard Dump Truck. Dump Truck Borts.
A shoo-in for the reboot of Bob the Builder, then.
Yes, we can.
The cloudless sky was illuminated by the full harvest moon and punctuated with thousands of glittering stars. I'm going to turn this song off. It's a little distracting. The tree sighed with contentment at the beauty of it all before lapsing into a deep sleep. Then a rustling nearby jolted the tree awake. It had been such a very long time since it had had visitors. The tree was buzzing with excitement, then nearly exploded with joy and merriment, when lo and behold, the wrinkled yet familiar boy, older by that of 50 years, mind you, lumbered out of the darkness.
Boy!
Boy?
What?
The tree exclaimed. I haven't seen you in so long. How have you been?
Hello, tree.
Hi!
Said, tired, but pleasant.
Hi! Hi, Dad. How you doing?
I've traveled a long way to see you. I've missed you, you know. And I have missed you.
Boy!
What brings you back here? I've traveled around the world, but I've
and the seven seas.
Damn it, I wanted to make that joke, but I didn't want to at the same time.
I've always felt something missing. I had to come back and see you to be sure. Sure of what? An odd smile spread across the boy's aged face as he reached a withered hand to the worn stump and caressed its smooth surface. I remember all the great times we had together, Tree. I grew up with you, and you gave up your very body. Gave me your very body. Something I could never pay you back for. But now, I need something that only you can give me.
Dick splinters.
What can I give you? Said the tree, slightly puzzled, but joyed nonetheless. I have nothing left but my stump.
Up, get the lube.
I want that stump. Let me hump that stump.
I want that.
Don't be a stump.
I want to plop stump. My rump right on that stump.
Give me that stump.
Pump and dump the stump.
Love.
One pump the stump. Boy.
The boy whispered, his smooth caresses becoming stronger and more passionate. What is this, love? Asked the tree. The boy leaned close to the tree and planted a soft, tender kiss on the stump and whispered, let me teach you.
The boy tried to masturbate the tree but accidentally started a fire from the friction. Suddenly, 700 acres in California were on fire.
So that's how
all of Fort McMurray burned down.
Yeah.
Not Fort McMurray. For those who are not in the know, Fort McMurray burned a couple years back, yes. And that's where Sean lives.
Yeah,
thank you, Dave.
Hey, it's for people who might not know, all right?
Yeah, for people who are missing out on the lore. That's what we have to
witness. The lore. It's reality.
No, it's the lore. Podcast lore.
Okay, babe.
Ooh, I like it.
The boy began to massage the stump's knots and explore the stump's many bumps and dents with his tongue.
I'm not aroused.
The tree began to quiver with a sort of excitement never felt before as the boy quickly undressed, exposing his pale, aged body at the in the moonlight.
So the boy it's the old guy from Family Guy.
The boy began to rub his engorging member and moan softly.
Let me caress your balls.
I've got some popsicles.
I hope you got some knots for me to stick this little sucker in.
Oh, God.
Fuck. The boy began to rub his engorging member.
No, I hate that word.
What? Engorging?
Engorging member. It just reminds me of it, because I don't know why, but it makes me think of the running of the bulls.
That's not a bad thing.
Yes, so when you ejaculate it, your semen is the running of the bulls.
Well, yeah, straight out. It's running of the bulls straight out of my penis.
Yeah, what's wrong with a little stampede in the bedroom, you know what I'm saying?
And moaned softly as he continued to finger and lick the tree. The tree was confused.
Does the tree have a colonico? Is that what's going on here?
No, he's fingering and licking the knots.
Oh.
And bumps and splinters.
So it has genital warts?
Yes.
Thanks, right, Afro Huck. Gives a whole new meaning to morning wood.
The tree was confused, but the boy seemed to be enjoying himself, as was the tree in an odd way. The boy sat upon the stump and began rotating his hips, taking pleasure in the rough top of the stump, taking pleasure in the rough top of the stump, grate his taint.
Can we get that printed on a bumper sticker? Just grate the taint. Grate the taint.
He let out a soft cry as he gyrated his body faster, pushing his rear into the tree.
Oh, tree, I need this so bad. I need you. I need you in me.
The boy cried out in ecstasy.
So 2 points. Number one, yes, this is probably the tree from Evil Dead. Two, I would really like for Smokey the Bear to come out and just maul both of them.
It'd be better if it was like Smokey and the Bandit.
All right, next up is...
You know Burt Reynolds will be all over that tree stump.
Next up is Cap being refereed by me.
Cool. I'd also like to say that I feel there's a strong argument to be made for the story being rewritten as Shel Silverstein fanfic, but in the style of Dr. Seuss. Because you have so many, like, potential sentences, like, the boy sat upon the stump, and then it should follow with, and then began to pump and hump.
The boy's feelings made him feel faint. He sat on the stump to grate his taint.
Yes!
His taint was corf, rough and sage, and the tree was like double his age.
Nice.
Yeah, okay. Landed that sucker. Here we go. The tree felt very heated and excited and began feeling something he had not felt since he was a sapling. With a creaking moan, a selection of
the stump. Here, let me pull out my greatest hits album. Here's a selection of the stump.
He was playing Hallelujah by Jeff Buckley.
On the marimba, because it's made of wood.
You know, I'm thinking, and I'm just remembering, like, that scene in the movie Watchmen, like, where they're fucking in the Night Owl's ship.
Yeah.
And then, like, Silk Spectre hits a button and the fire shoots out. I don't know, for some reason, like, I'm imagining it being that awkward.
But the fire catches on the tree, yes.
Yeah.
Here we are, with a creaking moan. A section of the stump began to elongate and expand. After a minute of cracks and grunts, the tree felt astonishment, for he had just grown a peculiar branch out of his head. The boy moaned with delight and grabbed the appendage in his hand. The branch was 8 inches long, thick as the boy's wrist, and very smooth. The boy took the branch in his mouth and began to suck on the wooden pleasure. The tree whimpered with pleasure and delight as a small amount of sap slowly oozed out of the tip of the branch.
Poor tree.
The boy said and stood. I'm gonna make you feel good.
Gonna give him that good wood.
The boy stood atop the stump and gently lowered himself onto the branch. The branch seemed to shake with excitement as it prodded the boy's dripping anus. The boy slowly pushed the branch into him, savoring every centimeter of the dripping limb as it entered him. With a yelp of pain and pleasure, the boy dropped his weight onto the branch, sliding it fully into his tight ass.
If seedlings get planted in there, is he going to grow into a tree?
I've seen anime porn that starts that
this
way.
This is how Ents are made.
Did you ever play
and
through
that's how baby? Yes, I love that game.
Yes, that's what happens at the end of that game. When the tree fucking bursts out of her, that's what'll happen.
Wait, I mean, what game?
This guy,
Deadly Premonition.
He wants Kamakla to seed him.
No,
this is no, not natural.
All right, I regret bringing Kamakla up now.
The boy slowly pulled up and down, riding the branch, sliding it fully into his tight ass. The boy slowly pulled up and down, riding the tree with great pleasure and aggression. The boy's grunts of hard pleasure echoed the high moans of ecstasy emanating from the tree. The boy.
Hey there, Shelly. You hear that moaning tree going off in the forest again?
Whoa.
Yep. Sounds like spring's coming.
In more ways than one.
His wife knowingly winked, for she too had laid with a sapling.
Not comfortable with that.
That would explain our son Groot.
I'm Groot.
Oh, I thought you were gonna name him Woody.
Either one works.
Anyway.
You still got a friend in me.
Yes. Okay. The boy began to pump faster, plunging the branch deeper with every thrust, his age seemingly forgotten as he attacked the branch with vigor. The quiet night was pierced by the sounds of pleasure, filled grunts, and moans from the silhouette of an old man and a friend, reuniting in a passionate embrace, anally.
Oh.
Without lube.
Well, if it wasn't anally, I would be worried.
So does sap count as good lube or no?
No, it's sticky as fuck.
It's sticky, it gets everywhere.
Crept through his aching muscles, but he kept steadily pumping the tree as he got near to climaxing.
Boy!
The tree
Kratos now?
Something is happening.
Sales!
I feel it too, tree. Let's come together.
I'm uncomfortable.
That sounds more like Frieza, excuse me.
Hey, Frieza can fuck a tree if they want to.
The boy came first. His hands rapidly moved up and down his sweaty cock as spurts of pearlescent semen sprouted out onto the tree and gathered in a sticky puddle. Then the tree let forth a mighty roar, and a powerful burst of sap rushed out of the tip of the branch and filled the boy with its sticky seed. The boy stood, removing the withering branch, and collapsed onto the tree, gasping, his age finally catching up with
him. I love you, tree.
The boy wheezed.
Thanks for that fucking boat,
boy.
The tree whispered back.
It's just, he just gummed up his butthole so bad he's gonna die of an impact.
Yes.
Hey, Logan, medical science is pretty miraculous these days.
I don't think they can solve this, man.
They can.
Just like, not only is it gummed up, but it's torn up by a branch.
Yeah, well, they got this time.
And plus, how's he going to explain it to the doctor? It's like, sir, what brings you to my office today? Well,
there was a tree. This tree stump that's attached to my bum.
It's all part of the plan. Let me tell you about it. Here's how it goes. The boy laid down and wrapped himself around his childhood friend and love of his life with one final sigh of contentment. And a smile on his face, the boy closed his tired old eyes for the last.
Oh, that's sad.
I was going to have an orgasm, but now I'm depressed.
Now I'm going to have a sad
gasm. I'm going to have a sad gasm.
My dick is going to cry salty tears.
You're not going to have a final release?
No. No. Oh. Anyways, that was a good story. What's up next?
Let's good see. In quotation mark.
Next up is me being refereed by David, and I'm going to be reading... Da-da-da-da. Aha! Let me see if I can get this all out in one breath. Wherein the main character is an Alicorn OC, the series reboot that Scooter Reader vowed never to do on multiple occasions, but suddenly decided he would do anyway, that doesn't stay true to the original at all and has a title that maxes out the Kara.
Wait, where's the link?
By Scooter Reader. I'm linking it now. Now I want to see as much awkward MLP my OC do not steal porn in not safe for work spam while we read this.
You know, I posted good porn there.
Yeah. Kill your darlings, David.
Aww.
All right. The chapter that involves Darkness Awesome saving the day and ending up in a loving relationship with Princess Luna and only contains several slightly far-fetched scenes, but is a very touching story of love, adventure, and raw emotion that maxes out Karak.
Huh.
I'm noticing a recurring theme here.
Well, you know, if you have a good recurring joke, I mean, run with it, right?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if you could just give Karak a cold one and then
Karak, make friends with Karak. So just keep him off his hose for the next few weeks, and he should be right as rain. Dr. Awesome counseled the parents of a brash, adventurous young unicorn colt who'd attempted to dive off a balcony in Canterlot. The cult also succeeded, by the way. Not every pony could do as awesome of things as Darkness Awesome could. Did. Damn.
Yeah, you got it. You good.
Yeah, but Darkness Awesome is just kind of, okay.
It needs more apostrophes.
Yes. Thank you, so Dr. Awesome.
Like Darkness.
Yeah. Thank you, Dr. Awesome, the cult's mother said seductively. The father, busy staring at a nearby nurse whose bosom was making the most of its equestrian liberties, didn't even notice his wife's generous wink and slight wiggling of her flank in the doctor's impassive gaze.
Doing it right, everybody, and we're gonna be doing it right, everybody.
So wait, can ponies give hand jobs?
Yes, it is established. There's an established thing that unicorns can use their unicorn magic to grasp that peen.
And what if you're not a unicorn?
Well, then you don't get one, now do you?
Yes.
Well, then you slam it between the hooves.
Oh God! No! Darkness Awesome, who was world-renowned as a veritable machine of overwhelming attractiveness, was very familiar with homely mares who'd settled with the first stallion they'd found and were now regretting their missed opportunities with him. He respected the fact... What?
Isn't it supposed to be comely, not homely?
No, it's apparently homely.
No, the good version is comely, which is why you have...
No, this is not the good version. This is homely, the bad version.
Yeah, he's one of the two Lee brothers from Double Dragon.
You need one of the...
the brothers from Double Dragon were comely and homely?
No! Have you not seen the live-action Double Dragon movie starring Mark Dacascus?
No!
Were they called comely and homely in
the
movie?
No, there is a joke. So Bobo is a gang leader who ends up getting transformed via mutations. And when he first encounters the brothers Lee, he looks at their profiles on his computer and he's like, "Ugly, homely." And it's the best joke in the movie.
You tried to make me watch this at the LAN party and I didn't want to.
Well, you should watch it.
Is that the one where the guy turns into a shadow and chases people?
Yes! Fucking the T-1000 from Terminator 2 turns into a fucking shadow and fights people.
His name is Robert Stack.
He really went downhill after that movie, huh?
Yeah, he was in
the fucking... He became Vanilla Ice with superpowers. What's wrong with that?
A lot of things.
he was in The Marine starring John Cena.
Was in The Marine?
Yeah, he was the bad guy. Oh. Yep, they made the joke. He's like, "We can't shake this guy. He's like the Terminator." And then he looks into the rearview mirror at the audience and he's like, "Oh my fucking God."
Can I get back to reading about homely and ugly?
No, it doesn't make any sense. They need to be comely lasses of virtue true.
He respected the fact that he was incredibly attractive, but he didn't feel it gave him an excuse to be a party to adultery. He had a very high code of morals to uphold. I know I said I wouldn't go into Darkness Awesome's origins in the description, but I just feel it's necessary to tell you a little bit about how he came to be. So when Lauren Faust was creating My Little Pony in its current iteration, she started drawing Princess Luna. She then thought at some length about who her husband should be. Then she drew some lame Pegasus OC, Firefly or whatever. Darkness Awesome wasn't having none of this, so he flew in from Scooter Reader's Story in the Future and told Lauren Faust that this was unacceptable.
Oh, okay.
This is like fifth wall breaking.
I think this is actually breaking and entering via the fourth wall.
The good lady Faust, of course, realized her error and erased this Firefly pony, confessing that she had made quite a grave mistake indeed, and drew Darkness Awesome next to his rightful wife. The wind blew through Faust's window, and the paper whisked away on the wind after having a kiss from Faust herself implanted between the two ponies. Ew.
Why do people like Princess Luna? I never got that.
I don't know. I'm in your boat.
I don't know, Dave. Why are people into goth chicks? Because they're hot.
Well, Princess Luna's not a goth chick.
You're fucking fooling yourself, kid.
No, I'm not. Look, the fucking Cutie Mark Crusaders from that goddamn Showstoppers episode is more of a goth chick than Luna is.
The fuck are you talking about, you insufferable nerd?
They have kiss makeup on in that episode. It's pretty great.
Once a brownie, always a brownie. You guys have
never. I have never been one.
That's a lie. You were on that show many times.
I was on the show? Me, personally?
You were on fucking Cyril's Pony Show.
Now, I don't disagree that I was on Cyril's Pony Show, but it's no longer Cyril's Pony Show, therefore I'm absolved.
They have a dog now.
Works, Dave. Thank you very much.
He's on the I'm not going to say on the dick of Steven Universe, because that sounds molesty, but
you could just say genitals. He's on the genitals.
No, he's on the nondescript.
That doesn't make it better, Steve.
That makes it more open and accepting. He's on the branches. We're going back to the previous
he's
story.
Gone, he's on the branches.
The gems don't have gender, so there you go.
The paper flew for 3 full years before finally coming to rest in Scooter Reader's bedroom, inspiring Scooter Reader at once to write of Darkness Awesome's incredible and very much canon adventures.
Wait, so it's one of those grandfather conflict or grandfather paradoxes?
I do not know. These are their stories. Well, that was an incredible first page. I have no idea what's going on. Next up is David being refereed by Val.
Great. Darkness Awesome was just arriving home from his place of employment as a volunteer firefighter. That means he's not employed. He's just volunteering because he has nothing better to do with his time.
Mm-hmm.
Having saved no less than 8 kittens from burning buildings and using oxygen masks to resuscitate them when there was a mysterious knock at the door. As Darkness Awesome opened the door, a very familiar figure of a filly stood upon his welcome mat. She said to him, "Darkness Awesome Otosan, miso kawaii desu."
David, did you write this part?
That's what it says. I'm not lying.
Darkness Awesome simply told the young filly, "Return to Zytharos Trilogy from whence you came." At the crestfallen look on her face, he told the poor deer, "Look, the bucker, it's nothing personal. It's just that this is my story, and while you may be adorable, you're not exactly badass material. I don't want badasses in a story about me. Do you know what I'm saying, right?" The bucker only yelled, "Gomenosai!" before wrapping her hooves around Darkness's awesome neck in a loving hug.
Darkness Awesomes.
Oh, yeah, it does say Darkness Ostracisms. Darkness Ostracisms' neck in a loving hug. Darkness Awesome, having served for several years in Vietnam, and not being able to tell the difference between between Japanese and Vietnamese due to his being kind of racist. Wow.
Well, at least he's owning up to
it. Yeah, exactly.
I guess if you gotta have character flaws,
might as well have them be racism.
No, might as well have them be overt and self-identifying.
No, there's just no good to become of that character trait. Vietnam. Did this crazy overhead flip on the bucker.
David, I challenge you in the middle of a conversation at, like, the DMV to just, like, interrupt and go, "Anyway, Vietnam."
No! he did this crazy overhead flip on the bucker and snapped her neck in one fluid motion. Jesus. Yeah, he's that bad. That's horrible!
Yeah.
I don't even know either of these characters, so this has no impact.
All right, you've got me there. Okay, it's time to talk about Darkness Awesome's teenage years. Why? Darkness Awesome, as you may have well expected, was quite the angsty teenager. He was once totally into Nightmare Moon, worshipping her for standing... What? Oh, yeah, he was totally into Nightmare Moon, worshipping her for standing up to the arrogant Celestia for once. He also smoked cigarettes with the cool ponies at school. Though he didn't like to associate with them otherwise, seeing as being popular would make him far less angsty. He couldn't afford to fit in anywhere, because that totally wouldn't fit his personality.
I feel like this is the kind of self-retrospective that people writing My Immortal and Broodening Love should have had about their characters.
He also skateboarded. All the skater ponies were totally jelly of his 540 kickflip ollie backslide or backside 720 nose grind. All right, first off, you don't kickflip into an ollie.
David, keep reading. Trust me.
Good sir, I have played Tony Hawk's Pro Skater in every version, and listen, if you glitch just right, you can kickflip into an ollie, and the game will recognize that.
Yeah, but I don't remember what the fucking ollie is.
It's just a normal jump.
It's a fucking hop. Yeah, you hop at the skateboard. And then it's like, oh, we're going to do an ollie backside 720 nose grind.
It so just gave me a bunch of ollie bargain outlet websites.
He spun 1.5 times and then spun 2 times, making it just half a time. Because the only way
I'd like to see you do a nose grind.
I mean,
let's get him some dinner and some wine first before.
However, I haven't skateboarded since I was in high school because I'm too big to skateboard.
I couldn't.
So that was 30 years ago?
No. How long ago was high school, babe?
Wait, you went to high school with Judy?
Yes, I graduated in 2004, so 13 years.
You didn't remember when you graduated?
Yes.
Ancient.
Listen, all right. Guess, Cap, you remember graduating high school?
2003.
Yeah, you don't remember it. Rhythm Bastard, do you remember graduating high school?
Yeah, because 2006.
Yeah, he doesn't remember.
Truthfully, I don't remember.
No, don't throw things at me.
All the kids in my class would sort of make an okay sign with their hands and be like, "Oh, 03.
Really? Yeah. Well, I can't say anything. When I was in tech school in the Air Force, they had this hand sign where they would put two okay signs together. Because we were the 338th Squadron, so you had the 338, and that was pretty clever.
All right, can you read more about...
Go ahead, do it with your hand.
Read these tricks that are going on in Tony Hawk's Pony Skater.
338. Put them together. No, don't make glasses with me looking like a nerd. And yes, it was a complete computer squad building. Yes, I know.
How you like it?
I do. All at the same time. So there you go. Yes, I realize that is 3 moves, and one of them is basically impossible due to the constraints of gravity, seeing as I made it up.
I told you to keep reading instead of going on the damn tirade.
No, those are all real moves. No. Yes.
No.
Oh, fucking patronize me. Yes.
All right, cool. Darkness Awesome could still pull it off, seeing as gravity doesn't affect him if he doesn't want it to, and he can do any move you tell him to do.
So he's a game shark.
Yeah, probably.
No, he's a game pony.
Okay, if you put the commas in the correct spot, it does line up to be an actual series of moves that are correct.
Yeah, I know.
540 kickflip.
Okay, but how many points is it worth?
I don't know.
Ollies aren't worth anything, so a 540 kickflip is probably, I think it's 150 points with a multiplier of 1.5 for the spin.
Okay, and on Twitter, we are at Friday Night Fic. Record yourself doing a video with these tricks in order and send us the scores.
A backside 720 nose grind has a base point value of...
Do it to save David from trying to figure it out.
Backside 720 to nose grind.
Right, oh my God. The ollie doesn't have any point value, so it doesn't get assigned anything.
Come for the fanfiction. Stay for the hate. 720.
Right, but you're landing on a rail to do a backside 720 nose grind.
I hate both of you.
Ollie into the backside 720, then the nose grind.
Ollie doesn't count for points.
Yeah, Ollie isn't.
You have to do the Ollie in order to get the air to do the backside 720.
Right, but the combo would end at the 540 kickflip because the Ollie is the start of a new string.
If you press L,
the comma's in the right spot, then you. It's not a fucking.
No,
don't fucking air horn me.
There is no pogoing move.
Listen,
it's not supposed to be a combo move.
I just like to eat the skateboards. I think that the pictures on the bottom gives them their own unique flavor.
At the risk of sounding like a broken record, David, please goddamn read.
You know, I wonder if Hookups is still a board maker.
Can you please read?
Oh, they have anime girls.
David,
on
read now.
No, they.
Yeah, that actually makes sense. I figured anime probably. Is there like a Goku doing a Kamehameha skateboard?
No, Dave. Logan's. All right, fine. Logan. You know what? Moving on. Val, you get to read. You get to read for the rest of David.
It's called Hookups for a reason, and I'm done. I got the thing that I was looking for anyway. The skater ponies for Jelly and Pete. So much angst did this skateboarding teenage pony have that he got the attention of Marilyn Manson. Yeah, the stallion, or is it mare?
It's too bad.
That's fucking Salacy on daycare levels of...
Yep.
I'm still not entirely certain. Anyway, Marilyn came to Darkness Awesome's house and said, "You have a lot of angst. You need to just chill out and let life take you where it wishes. You don't need to dress up like me to be yourself." So Darkness Awesome punched that delightful young dandy / female delightful young dandy right in his or her stupid ugly face for telling him what to do. No pony does that. Not even Marilyn Manson.
Well,
next up is Rhythm Bastard being refereed by Logan.
After that, Darkness Awesome became something of a local legend. Every pony said that he was the pony that wasn't afraid to punch other ponies in the face for any reason, though it was typically whenever a pony threatened his incredibly Mary Sue personality to show anything that wasn't fast enough perfection. Boy, that was a sentence that ran the fuck on. He couldn't be having that shit in his hometown. Back to what Darkness Awesome was doing in the present of his life. Ironically, he was being given a present, and the author patted themselves on the back many times.
With their hooves and caused permanent damage.
Ow.
Yeah.
Hey, Steve.
Yes.
Good news. They have an Akira-themed skateboard.
I can't not, like, when you roll, does one side of the board say Tetsuo and the other side say Kaneda?
That would be great.
Only Emmanuel.
He unwrapped it to reveal a pregnancy test from Luna, his lovely wife. She smiled at him happily, and he smiled back. She stated the obvious, "You're going to be a father." Darkness Awesome nodded solemnly. "I already knew." Luna gasped in surprise. "How?" because we even banged. I'm that potent.
What?
Wait, because we even banged? Like, how does that? Well, of course, it's like because we even like.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's a matter of fact statement. It's like, of course you're pregnant because we even banged.
Like,
in addition to what? Anyway, let's rewind for a bit and recap how Darkness Awesome got with his lovely wife. This is my town, motherfucker. Darkness Awesome. This is my town, motherfucker. Darkness Awesome yelled.
No, there's no comma, so this is his town, motherfucker.
This is my town, motherfucker. Darkness Awesome yelled at Nightmare Moon.
It's okay. You're good.
Nightmare Moon cried, apologizing profusely. I'm sorry, Lord Awesome. It shan't happen again. Then she turned back into Princess Luna. Darkness Awesome whistled at Princess Luna's hotness and said, damn girl, you make me feel all monogamous inside.
Hold on. Let's test that pickup line real quick.
Feeling some kind of way.
Hey, babe, you're making me feel real monogamous right now.
Let's get all monogamous up in this piece.
That is a really good quote. That's rock.
You hear that? Hear that, guys? 7 out of 10.
Princess Luna blushed, stuttering.
That's not it.
Princess Luna blushed, stuttering. We are the virgin. Darkness Awesome grinned, saying, not for long. And then they banged.
No, it's just then they banged.
Oh, sorry. Then they banged. Meanwhile, in Darkness Awesome's present, he was yelling at the author for giving such a shitty scene transition. How was Darkness Awesome conceived? No pony knows. When he was first found by Princess Celestia and Princess Luna's mom, he was bathing himself in lava as a foal. Yes, he's immune to fire.
He's immune to fire.
Well, less matter of fact reading that line. So immune to fire was he that he once took a dragon breath to the face before jumping down the dragon's throat and tearing out its stomach to save Princess Celestia. Dumb bitch got herself eaten by a dragon. Good thing Darkness Awesome was there to bail her out again.
So this is the definitive, my OC is the most powerful character and I suck at writing, but it's done in such a way that I like it. I can't explain why. Next up is Sean being refereed by David again. David, you got double duty tonight.
Why do I got double duty? Fucking Logan, I had double duty last week.
Yeah, I feel like you need more fiber.
I have triple duty sometimes.
Yeah, I'm making you do duty twice today.
I don't want to do duty.
Speaking of which, Princess Celestia went to jail once.
What?
She was arrested for public indecency after she heard her sister was with Darkness Awesome, her secret foolhood crush. Something about it meaning nothing to her if Darkness Awesome wouldn't have it. So Darkness Awesome was her lawyer for the case. He came before the jury and said, honestly, I understand she was waving her stuff around, and that's totally not cool. But can you blame her? I only work with Virgin C, and she ended up giving it to some pony who wasn't me, and she was understandably distraught.
I want
to
punch this character right the fuck now.
I mean, look at me, then look at her. Wouldn't you go crazy if you were told you couldn't have me?
Well, that's going to be edited out. Back to funny stuff.
The jury nodded in understanding of Darkness Awesome's plight as being totally for Rizzle, and Princess Celestia was acquitted of all charges. She thanked Darkness Awesome and offered her body again, but Darkness Awesome found that totally gross and politely declined.
Politely?
Just say, no, thank you.
That's not the Darkness Awesome I know. The Darkness Awesome rolls like he kicked him, like she kicked her out of a helicopter or something like that.
Yeah, that's the polite version, kicking them out of a helicopter.
Yeah.
He was a total bro and intended to stay faithful to Princess Luna. Darkness Awesome was playing Mortal Kombat with his new son. His son, whose name was Black Darkness, had chosen Raiden.
That's a good name.
Well, Darkness Awesome had chosen Sub-Zero.
Chosen? You mean chosen?
Chosen.
I'm coming.
Wonder chosen.
You're going down, old man! Yelled Darkness Awesome.
Wait, what?
I am slightly confused.
Keep going.
You'll learn respect for your elders, replied Black Darkness. The fight began, and Rain totally lightninged Sub-Zero first thing. Sub-Zero then punched Rain in the face! and blew his icy load all over Raiden's stupid face.
I don't remember that part of the game.
Nah, it was a real thing. Just to go look for it.
Where Sub-Zero just fucking jerks off and shoots ice on everyone?
Yeah, it's a real...
Yeah, that was one of the edited scenes from the movie.
Yeah, he was like, fucking use the element which brings life, and it's sperm.
And then Liu Kang just jerked off Sub-Zero, and it shot through Katana's forehead.
Oh, no.
Wow.
She was nice looking.
She was a babe. God damn it, Dave.
What?
When the game set to finish him, Sub-Zero froze Raiden in a block of ice, and then kicked him in the face.
Oh, no.
The loser, of course, had to drink this nasty mineral water that they bought out of a vending machine.
Oh,
water.
Wow.
Also, I like LaCroix. It tastes like gentrification.
Darkness Awesome laughed as Black Darkness gulped down the nasty concoction. Then he sobered up and said, also, you're not my real son. My real son wouldn't play someone as gay as Raiden.
Oh, come on. Boo. Not cool.
Raiden's an elder god.
Raiden is very happy.
He doesn't the sex. He's an elder god.
He would play a real man like Sub-Zero or Scorpion.
Replaced all instances of gay.
There you go. Then he slapped Black Darkness in the face and went to go find that cheating bitch Luna. After finding Princess Luna, the following scene, but with ponies, happened.
Wait, what? Yeah, it would be with ponies, wouldn't it? The whole thing was with ponies.
Yeah, pretty riveting stuff, I know. Then he went off to find Twilight Sparkle, one of his oldest and closest friends. She was, of course, at the ruins of Golden Oaks Library. This story is totally canon, by the way. Darkness Awesome walked up to the grieving Twilight asking, what's wrong, my nearest and dearest friend?
All right, next up is Val being refereed by Logan.
She said, all this knowledge, all this understanding, gone.
All this meat.
Yes, all thanks to Tyrek's foul hoof. I will never forgive such a monster. Darkness Awesome nodded in understanding. The world in Equestria is a far better place without him. Twilight sighed. If only I had wings to fly into the sky and get away from all this. By the way, this is pre-season 3 finale, so she's not an alicorn yet. Darkness Awesome doesn't associate with Mary Sue feels. Wow. You're so lucky, Darkness Awesome. You have the best of both worlds. She meant both as in unicorns and pegasi, as earth ponies don't have any special powers.
I like how they're walking us through because they're assuming we don't understand diddly shit about the universe, which in my case is very true.
That's true.
I don't understand. Same here.
Tyrek was sapping earth ponies of their magical potential that they'll never be able to access because they're not unicorns or pegasi. Poor earth ponies.
Jesus Christ, Scout, what is that madness? That is MS Paint throwing up as a pony! Oh, God, that hurts.
Oh, wow. Yeah, it does. Wow.
When you take the concept of OC too far.
Where am I? Darkness also nodded sagely. Yes, I can see that. Then he smiled at Twilight. You're perfect just the way you are, though. You're probably the best friend I've ever had. He paused briefly, searching himself for the words to explain to Twilight what had just happened. Left Luna. Twilight's mouth was agape. Why? I thought you loved her!
I'm not down with gape porn myself, but okay.
Because Black Darkness chose Raiden. Wow.
I don't understand.
Oh yeah, she cheated on you something fierce. Twilight pulled Darkness Awesome into a friendly hug. Well, I'm here as a friend for you. I'll do anything. Darkness Awesome paused and looked into Twilight's eyes. What are you saying? Well, she paused, her shyness creeping over her. I've always kind of sort of felt this way about... She was interrupted when Darkness Awesome placed his hoof over her mouth. Say no more. Then he kissed her deeply and passionately. He forgot to remove his hoof.
Can ponies
hoof, so
even
actually...
kiss? Can they?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, like furries, they have implied lips.
Well, horses do have lips.
Kissing lips.
You know, I could go the rest of the day without thinking about horse mouths.
They
are weird.
They got square teeth. Your dick is getting mashed in one of them square tooth mouths.
No. It's like he's trying to... It's like before you're making out.
I like very much how it seems to end with a tender kiss to the tip.
Yep.
Those lips are doing too much. It's
they're
really disturbing.
They're prehensile lips.
Wouldn't you like to know about
that?
You can
actually grab shit with them.
You can grab shit with your own lips, too.
No, you actually need your jaw for that.
No, you don't.
No.
You can move your lips.
Anyway.
What kind of fucked up Canadian lips do you have? You can't move them.
Shh, we don't talk about that. It's a personal problem.
I cannot, use them as a hand. Anyway, I'll keep reading. Dang de bang. Later that very same day! Darkness Awesome voted in the Council of Darkness Awesome that shitty time skips shouldn't exist. Scooter Reader deigned to ignore him and continued as he wanted, because whatevs. Later that very same!
We're circling back around, Logan. You're being refereed by Sean.
Discord turned totally evil in Shiz and trapped all of the main six and Princess Celestia and Luna and Cadence and also every pony and magical artifact that may rival him into a giant box. Darkness Awesome totally wasn't cool with this and socked Discord in the face. Discord apologized and let all the ponies go. Twilight thanked Darkness Awesome for his amazing feats.
I'm so glad to have you as a husband.
Wait, I really like the idea of John DeLancey just getting socked right in the mouth and being like, oh, sorry. I didn't mean to.
Fluttershy cheered loudly for Darkness Awesome, something she hadn't done since she saw Rainbow Dash perform a Sonic Rainbow. Yeah, Darkness Awesome. I'm a virgin, by the way.
I'm drinking for every instance of virgin.
Rarity lent her voice to the crowd of support. I happen to be a virgin as well. Rainbow Dash volunteered her opinion.
I'm also a virgin.
Applejack added, I also happen to be a virgin. Pinkie Pie said,
I'm not. I had three stallions in me at once.
But no pony wanted that nasty pony anyways. What a disgusting creature she is. So Darkness Awesome banged all the virgins. It would be contrite of him not to. He's got to give his gift to the world. His gift of the big dick.
You know, this is all belittling the fact that normally sex with virgins kind of sucks. Like, just putting it out there, you literally don't know what you're doing. If you're a woman, you're going to be in immense pain if your hymen hasn't been popped before then.
Steve.
What?
Everyone knows that when you
Logan, do don't pop my hymen.
Everyone knows that when you do a sonic rain boom, it pops all the hymens in the
in a 75-mile radius.
So they don't got to worry about that crap.
Oh, God.
That's a really good potential PSA, I think, in the waiting right there. Someone should develop that.
Shortly after, Twilight visited Equestria Girls. Darkness Awesome accidentally opened an interdimensional portal and fell there. He found an Equestria Girls in utter chaos. All the ponies looked vaguely human. There was no Twilight and some other chick in her place. And Luna was fucking ugly.
That's rude.
He knew he was needed here desperately. He marched up to Sunset Shimmer and asked, what's going on, Sunset Shimmer?
Oh, God damn it, I read ahead.
This is Equestria Girls. It's just how we are. Also, I'm a virgin.
Jesus Christ.
Well, I made that shit rule, and I read ahead again!
Great job.
I'm supposed to be driving to Ohio tomorrow. This is not going to go well.
Darkness Awesome retorted, bend over and spell run.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
About 2 seconds later, Sunset Shimmer wasn't a virgin anymore. Shortly after the Equestria Girls adventure, Cadence was trapped in the caves beneath Canterlot Castle, imprisoned by Queen Chrysalis.
Queen Chrysalis.
So she wouldn't get married, and the evil changeling queen would. She was dirty and naked and alone, and Darkness Awesome swooped in to save her.
You know what? I kind of love this story for doing our job for us, 50% of the time. Next up is Cat being refereed by me.
Princess Cadence was crying silently. Darkness Awesome will never see what's in.
Probably not before he gets married to Chrysalis. Sorry to break it to you, he thought for a moment. Well, he probably won't be faithful to you and bang that crazy chick. Want some early revenge?
Princess Cadence replied with an enthusiastic, hell yeah!
before jumping on Darkness Awesome. Then she stopped. But I'll lose my virginity to you and not him. Won't that be wrong? Darkness Awesome laughed. He's not saving himself for you. Why should you do the same? Then they banged.
And then they banged. Whee!
Then they banged is like the chorus. And then they banged is kind of like the chorus of the story.
And then they banged is the chorus, and but I'm a virgin is the verse.
But I'm a virgin is the pre-chorus.
Pre-chorus, okay.
And then they banged is the chorus, yes.
No, bend over and spell run is the bridge.
All set to hallelujah.
Shortly after that, Twilight saved Cadence and stopped the wedding. Chrysalis was sent back to the Changeling Kingdom, where Darkness Awesome followed her to find out why she'd attacked Canterlot. He found her brooding, dirty, and naked, and alone, in her bedroom.
And a virgin.
And a virgin!
Hey, don't get ahead of yourself.
Hold up, son. He asked her, why did you attack Canterlot?
God damn it, no!
She replied... I need a husband. I'm a virgin.
I need more booze. Can somebody sub in to referee for me while I go get more alcohol, please?
No, Steve, I'm not.
No, you gotta stay here.
I need to drink.
Yeah, you stay here. Drink extra hard when he's done.
Oh, fine.
He smiled encouragingly. I won't be your husband, but I'll totally give you baby.
And everybody?
Then banged.
Then they banged.
Then they banged.
The next day, Darkness Awesome stood trial for banging all kinds of chicks.
No, he's banging ponies, not chicks.
Princess Celestia, the presiding judge, said, Darkness Awesome, you have been accused of sleeping with around a dozen mares now, all of them virgins before you took it from them, and they were unable to refuse you because of your overwhelming sexiness and considerable endowment. What do you say in your defense?
What does considerable endowment mean? Are we talking like an inch above average or 5 inches above average?
I would say considerable is somewhere within like the Ron Jeremy Lexington Steel part.
No. He's a horse, so it's got to be,
feet.
Good for a horse.
All right, so Ron Marami or Lexington Steelhoof.
Okay,
what do you want, Logan?
Well done. Darkness Awesome laughed. You just mad because you want some too, and I ain't giving you any because you's a nasty bitch.
Snap, snap, head bob.
But it turns out I'm actually a virgin.
Let out a loud, at this sick burn he laid down on the princess. Fine, you caught me. Acquitted of all the...
Well, come on! This justice system isn't fair!
Celestia banged down the gavel, several tears streaming down her cheeks at being so publicly and truthfully humiliated. She knew it was true, but she didn't think he'd have the guts to pin her in a courtroom.
Oh, God. Oh.
And everyone in the courtroom clapped, and Darkness Awesome was also a Marine. And then a bald eagle flew in and landed on the American flag.
That sounds like everything I want to be a part of.
All right, next up is me being refereed by David.
Wait, I already refed.
Yes, you're reffing twice per rotation, Dave.
Man, there's like 17 rotations.
Yeah, and?
And I don't wanna.
I'm sorry. That's not an acceptable answer.
I would have accepted
I'm a virgin.
But I'm not. I've been married twice.
Anyways, my turn. Darkness Awesome on the other hoof knew what a court of law meant. You were supposed to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth up in this bays. And that's exactly what he did. And I'll just start reading this. And I'll edit this somehow and it'll make sense.
Oh God, not this.
Oh God, yes, this. Okay, this is the story of a big baby in the house by ComicsNix.
Is it a Cory in the House fanfic?
No,
this is about House the Doctor.
Oh.
The Otho. Hi, people. I am returning with this small story. It's very small and intimate, just to heat up the engines to the next ones. All right. Hope you like. The story of a big baby in the house. House?
Cory in the house.
This third word already.
Baby.
House was goinked to the hospital. How the hell do I pronounce that?
Placebor,
where he works. It is a sunny day in the life of House, and he is happy with everything in life. So he goes work. but a thing happens in his front when walking street and he stops. He stoops! No! He stoops!
He stoops.
You're doing so fine until then.
My gold! Cries Joust in pain.
Joust.
My gold!
The doctor.
Well, it is the time tested currency that always goes up with time.
No!
Not down.
Not again. Oh.
For those who don't know, that's a commercial that plays like round the clock.
We've done it like 97 times on the show.
So gold is the time tested currency that goes up, not down. So say it's the weird.
The doctor.
The mustachioed man is like, hey, gold.
The doctor is seeing subtinge. Very bad heffing on his frot. It's Cameron.
Not his frot.
Yep.
Cameron cries hwas.
Hoys.
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 Hoys. You're having an abortion. And she was. Cameron, the deliciously hotness Joust loved, was in the sidewalk. Oh, putting a coat hangwear in her uterus.
What? No, 0 out of 10. Nick, next story.
She cries in infatuous pain.
What? Infatuous pain?
Oh, baby, die now and I can go back to Moo Life with Hoos.
Moo. No, that's Hoos.
Hoos.
Whose line is it anyway?
And Hosue got sad.
It goes up, not down.
He had a baby, and a woman could not tell his wishes to him. He is going to confront Tat, mad girl of sadness and depression. Camaro, stop now! The babe must live.
It's just Camaro.
Yep.
The babe must live, and we shall be tofter.
Yes, tofter.
And the woman medic stoked. She looks ho in the A's. And cries of tears drop from her lemonade cheeks.
Beautiful.
Hace, pardon is me.
Oh, she turned Hispanic.
I was mad that you choose 13 above me, one! Exclamation point. I could no live without you and have baby to serve and protest. What? Is the baby RoboCop?
Apparently.
No, it's RoboCop 3, the worst one of the three.
Oh, no.
And Howie,
yep.
Goes down and look S Camp Camaro in East 2. God damn it.
More vowels.
This is so hard. Laza, yes, I know I'm laughing very hard. Come here, let me pet you. The Hways medical doctor is furios. Boo, he can't refelx himself from being so sad for poor Gerald Cameron. He starts to look at he in the ground. She is naked and blood flowing between her legs. It's not baby's blood, only muscle legs blood, because Cameron perforated her legs instead the uterus where was baby, because she need glasses.
Wow.
That's totally how it works.
Come with me, dear prig lady beauty. I'll take yo to Plaisbo Hospcha. They'll take care of this beautiful sacred tummy of infantuous life inside of your gold.
Your gold guts.
Your gold guts, said Hoos. Hosue then puts a big jacket over the lady, K-moron, and she is...
K-moron.
And she is covered in all beautiful fur that House boafed with much money. Yes, House is now super rich because he works with life. Next up is David being refereed by Val. Much better. I feel much better about this one.
Yes.
I don't.
Shut up, Laz. I'm going to go get booze.
Oh, he can walk away and go get booze when I try. He gets all mad.
You're supposed to be reading and or reffing.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing, is that Steve is supposed to be reffing.
No, I'm the one reffing.
No, you're just wrong, Dave.
Oh, well, I tried. Anyway, day to day, House arrives to the hospital with a little...
No, not hospital.
Oh. Oh, that's a word. Hospital. With that little bleeding girl called Canarian. the girl with baby inside belly, Cuddy and Foreman, and Shisei, the blonde guy, very strong and muscular, all look consterned that Cameron is full of fur and jewels and bling blings over her body.
Dude, what?
Cuddy says, "Bitch!" Chase just looks bad to her and spits the ground. Foreman grows a boner. Then House is observing the girl Cameroin and the observational whom, waiting for her to get better so they can be happy ever. Cameroin is lied over a bed full OF margaritas and preoccupied red roses. House catches her hand with gusto and kisses the woman, slobbering her with his animalicious vital mouth flicker, making her smile with power and gold. Time-tested currency.
There's so much references to gold in this one.
Invest in some gold, Logan. You're guaranteed to make all of the money. But Cuddy... Dantes like it, and she stroms the room. Badard, you is that promised?
That's promised.
You promised me heaven, but bow me hell. And Cuddy starts to scratch Cameron faces, disrooting her paleness skins and exposing muscle with bad dong.
I came back at a very good time.
Carminro cries in ultra pain.
No one! You disfigured me, Cuffy! I am ugly!
And Cameron poops.
Okay.
And then they banged.
Oh no, please no. The bed off Camarob is full of shit. Oh, the smell is horrible and drains life from the cockroaches in her.
What was that word again?
David, hey, say Dave. The word.
Dave, we're making almost $100 a month. What's that word?
That it has to be 100.
No. You have to give me at least 90% of the letters.
Oh, Vagai.
I'll accept it.
Vagai or roll. Cockroaches, manhole. Because she sat over a manhole to perform abortion. So Housewee gets mega angry full, and he picks his cane and do the inimaginable.
Inimaginable, yes.
Inimaginable.
Inimini-mani-ma.
Cuddy, you fucker. Cameron is no more beauty, and you fuck my life. Dog!
The dog is upset.
Fucked my life.
Is this hard to do?
Destroy.
Yep.
Destroy you, monster.
No, not monster.
Monster. You monster. And he pick his cane and shoves deep inside the Cuddy directress of hospital's ass.
Not hospital.
Hostipples. Of hospital's ass. Sandpapering her ass walls and exploding thousands of blood clots. She accumulated because of anal sex with a pony. Oh, and then they banged.
Darkness, awesome, no.
Cuddy cries for chats to help her new boy toy. So the ultra blonde man enter the bloodied room.
Blotted.
Is that blotted?
Bloodied.
And not enough bloodied. O's.
What is happening here, mistress? Ask the blonde magic. Ask the blonde magic. Moisturous Cuddy talks.
Bestyard Housewee shoved a big wood up my ass, you prick. Take it of.
And Chessa essays look at the perforated ass and likes. Because Chase is perverted. House only looks everything.
Everything.
Because life is over and Cameron is ugly and fat. Fat? Really?
Just keep reading. It's going to explain it.
Okay.
I called pictures from you from like 2004 because you were actually indeed fat.
I'm sorry. Then. No. You don't call me fat. You call me thick.
Oh, well, that's with 2 C's.
T-H-A-C-C.
That's right.
Yeah. Just keep reading. It's going to explain itself.
I know it's going to explain it. I read ahead. The baby tripled its size in Sidi Cameron in the middle of Cuddy's house fight. The baby, he was angry because now mother is bad, ugly witch. Chase, Willy, he takes big stick of cutty ass, says words of passion.
Next up is Rhythm Bastard being refereed by Logan.
Oh, thank God I'm done.
David, you got four more reads to do after this.
Four reads? What?
Cuddy, my love, this is the first time you let me see you naked.
Feels like the first time.
Please, Sue, would you permit me to lick your anal wounds? And he yaps like a dog.
Woof, woof.
Cuddy feels moist and let him, so she could have time to think about what to do with the house.
No.
Can't
think what?
So she can have time to think what to do with the house. Cameron, in the middle of all this, is feeling contractions of baby.
That's I don't know that that says contractions.
It doesn't say feeling either.
Cameron, it's like one of those things where like the first and the last letter, and it's right, whatever.
Yeah.
Cameron, in the middle of all this, is feeling contractions of baby that is giant inside here. House, cries Cameo Astrin. Cameo
Astrin. That's my new favorite dinosaur.
Cameo Astrin.
If you loves me still, calls Foreman. He will deliver my baby. And she gulps blood and cockroaches. House have no choice. So he calls the Ebony Man. Is this for taking place in Silent Hill?
Sure. I'm down with that. I mean,
all right.
Konami is obviously not doing anything with the franchise.
Oh. Yeah. Oh.
This is actually the readers.
Oh, Pachinko Games. Oh.
I am hair, says Foreman, with a long boner inside his white pants. I'll deliver Big Baby. And he puts gloves made of cockroaches' skin. So now Foreman, who is a man of big words, prepare to receive the big baby like an NFL linebacker. NFL linebacker waiting a ball.
Linebacker?
Oh, God. And Camarino screams the painful agony of birth.
Ah!
Oh no! Baby is burning my vagina.
This is why you shouldn't give babies lighters.
And the baby is passing through her ultra-vulva.
Is that I want an ultra-vulva,
too. Is that one of them new, like, Street Fighter super moves, the ultra-vulva?
Ultra-vulva! No, it is, like a, oh, God, what is it? It's like a Voltron thing. Like one of those kind of
things. It's the color spectrum beyond ultraviolet. It's ultra-vulva.
It's so big, Cameron's vagina started to tear itself apart, breaking all the bones from her hips, exploding a million gallons of sanguine blood infected with putrid cocks.
Wow.
That's one of the new cards in the new Magic the Gathering set.
Wow.
And Cameron's face is expelling...
Sounds like a Cannibal Corpse song.
Yeah. And Cameron's face is expelling all her face's muscles, revealing a skull made of calcium under the meat. Now she loses to the baby of ages. Foreman is receiving a shower of shit.
As somebody who's expecting to be a dad sometime over the next couple of years, this is not instilling me with a lot of hope.
Yeah, it's because baby's going to...
Steve-O, I'm going to be the one delivering!
Val, I love you now. I might love you a little less without your face.
Your baby is just going to devour her face.
Baby isn't even out. Dude, the baby isn't even out yet. All right,
Val, your vagina's on fire!
That new Eurobeat song?
It'll be Dump Truck Face Devourer Boards.
Vag of Fire!
What to expect when you're expecting? Hell,
not this! Never this!
No!
What to expect when you're expecting in Silent Hill? Foreman is receiving a shower of shit Cameron poos because of baby squeezing her bowels from inside. But, B-U-T-T, Foreman likes. He is a chocolate fetishist.
Nope! Nope!
I like that phrase, chocolate finishes.
He works for Godiva.
Fireman, screamed Cameron to Fopra Man. You save baby, please. Save and give him chocolate.
No!
And Cameron then dies. But she is not dead. The people on the room think she is, but she isn't. Butterman picks baby a feels maternal, so he gives milk to the baby from his own hairy tits.
No! Sure.
House look this and don't like him, but he is not feeling masculine, so he goes away to masturbate in the shower. Omega baby cries in happiness, forming, giving milk to a 5 feet tall baby.
I'm so glad they didn't make a Baby Geniuses 3 at this point.
Just a 5 foot tall baby who drinks milk and loves shit.
Yeah. Of the baby, like, and embraces Foreman, giving him a kiss on the Foreman forehead. Double period. And Foreman is too happy that he feels his boner is bigger. So what does he do? He goes and rapes Cameron, inserting his mega phallus inside Cameron's destroyed vagina. He doesn't even take his trousers off and starts to fuck what he tout was a dead cadaver. But she was not dead. She was alive. The aristocrats. I mean, the end.
Wow.
Well, we still got two people left to read, and I did find another story. Oh, yes. This is a thing. This will be a fun thing. This is Timeless Lust by Rishi 12345.
Oh, boy.
Next up is Sean being refereed by David. Oh, boy, indeed.
Author's note. Ash Ketchum was born on the 25th of February, 1988. Just like me in this story. This means that Ash Ketchum is a Pisceran, according to the Western Zodiac, and a dragon, an earth dragon to be precise, according to the Chinese Zodiac. Furthermore, Ash Ketchum is 10 years old in this story.
Oh no!
That's how time works. Ash Ketchum has always had incestuous feelings toward his mother, Delia Ketchum, since as far back as he can remember.
I believe that's Delia.
Delia?
Like Amelia Bedelia.
Yeah, there'd be another L if there was Delilah.
Okay. Since as far back as he can remember, and he still has these incestuous feelings towards his mother, Delia Ketchum, even right now. But Ash is trying to find a way to take these feelings to the ultimate level, which basically means having sex with his mother. It will probably not be easy for Ash to accomplish this goal, but he will never give up trying to accomplish this goal. Delia is currently having a shower in her personal bathroom.
So is everybody in Fort McMurray that heard you yelling.
Yeah. Perhaps unsurprisingly, the door to her personal bathroom is locked right now. Ash would love to take a peek at his mother while she's completely nude.
Why did I send you guys a picture of my mom before the show?
But how can he do it if the door is locked? Maybe I can find a way to unlock that door and then tell my mom that this door accidentally got unlocked. Then I'd get to see her completely nude. But she probably won't believe me about that door accidentally getting unlocked. Damn. Oh well, fuck it, said Ash.
Ash doesn't really have a lot of personal resolution, does he?
No.
It was very difficult for Ash to think of a way to get that door open without just smashing it the fuck open. Ash already had a massive erection just thinking about seeing his mother completely nude. Oh, fuck it, man. I'm just gonna smash this door the fuck open and try to think of a legit reason after that, said Ash.
That's totally how it works, yes.
Yeah.
Suddenly, Ash ran into Delia's personal bathroom door as fast as he could, dick first, breaking his wood.
No, it split down the middle, just like the giving tree.
Just like your penis after your sasquatch.
Oh, that didn't split. That was just, like, pushed out of the way.
He hit the door with his body quite hard. There was also a slight crack on the door. What's going on? Said Delia in a concerned way. Ash then ran into that door with his body as fast as he could another 5 times. The door fell down, but but it fell down about a meter away from Delia. So Delia was safe. Oh my god, what happened? Ash said to his mother while pretending to be shocked.
That's what I'd like to know,
Delia replied. A second after she said this, Delia realized that she was standing completely nude in front of her own son. She immediately started to blush and put both of her hands over her vagina.
Get out! I need to put a towel over myself, said Delia.
Of course, Ash replied nervously. Ash started to walk away with an enormous grin on his face, having seen his mother completely nude. He was particularly pleased by the fact that Delia's vagina was completely shaven.
I read ahead and I'm finishing my drink. I made a mistake. I will own up to it.
And then they boned.
And then they banged.
But I'm a virgin.
I mean, his mom wouldn't be a virgin at this point.
No, it was immaculate.
Ah.
I, too, like chocolate.
There were no pubic hairs down there. I'm glad that she doesn't have a hairy poon.
Wow!
Okay.
Ash is desperate to pound his mom's poon.
So, Dave, does that count as an acceptable word for vagina to you or no? David died.
So desperate, in fact, that he walked the fuck over to his mom shortly after she had put a towel around her naked body. He was extremely nervous.
Hey, Mom, there's something I need to tell you, Ash said.
Sure, my sweet little Ashy Poo,
Delia replied.
You probably won't like what I'm about to say, but I can't take it anymore, said Ash.
Oh my, what is it, my sweet little Ashy Poo?
Said Delia with a worried look on her face. Tears began to profusely roll down Ash's cheeks.
I intentionally knocked that door down. I knew you'd be safe, but I was desperate to see you completely nude at least once before I die.
All right, we've now recorded Sean's obituary.
Ash screamed at the top of his lungs.
All right, Val, I'm so sorry. You're up last being refereed by Logan.
I don't see why you're sorry.
Trust me.
Mm-hmm. Calm down, Ashy Poo. It's okay.
Please stop calling him Ashy Poo,
said Delia with a loving smile on her face.
Oh my god, she's fuck.
Don't.
Read ahead.
It's hard not to. Logan knows.
Can I read and while you guys stop reading ahead?
Yeah.
Okay. Ash was stunned at his mother's reaction. You mean, you're not mad? Ash said in an extremely surprised manner. I am mad, Ashy. You didn't need to knock that door down. If you wanted to see me completely nude, then you could have just asked me and I would have happily agreed to your request, said Delia. Or Delia. Can I see you completely nude right now? Ash asked. Sure, Ashy, said Delia. After she said this, she dropped the towel that was covering her body onto the ground and stood before Ash in all of her natural beauty. Wow, man! You're so beautiful!
Logan, if what you read is what I accidentally glanced at, let's drink together.
Yeah. Yeah, it probably is.
Oh, stop it, Ashy! You're making me blush, replied Delia while giggling. Mom! No puppy. Mom! I don't know. She keeps whining, like looking at me.
She's uncomfortable with the story as well.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, stop it, Ashy. You're making me blush, replied Delia while giggling. Mom, I've been sexually attracted to you since as far back as I can remember, said Ash. Really? Delia asked, sexually attracted. Oh, no. In a stunned manner, I went back to the same line. Yeah, replied Ash. Well, Ashy, I've been sexually attracted to you since I gave birth to you.
Everybody finish your drinks! Fucking drinks!
Mother's Day is coming soon.
Gosh,
yeah!
We heard an ad for it earlier today. Don't remind me.
You have no idea!
can you do that one more time without breaking the diaphragm?
Yeah, without just throwing everybody off.
It's in all caps, so I gotta yell.
No. Use your inside yelling voice.
You have to yell, but don't use the yell that's basically nails on a window.
Okay.
You have to go quieter.
Turn off your mic so that we can hear it from Steve-O's.
How happy I feel right now after hearing that from you, Mom. Ash said with a massive grin on his face.
Oh, God damn it, lack of sense. Soon as he came out, she wanted to shove him right back in.
Bad form.
I just want to shove you right back up in there.
Bad form. All I can see now is Emperor Palpatine trying to get Steve up in his poon.
Oh! Well, you know, if Tony doesn't already have enough commissions on his hands right now, go for it.
Just have Palpatine trying to get sex from what the hell is his?
I'm dilated 18 name? Inches. Good.
No, the anime guy that everybody likes that I hate.
The fuck there's you a lot about? Of
them. This
Harry Partridge
Ghibli guy. Yes, Harry Partridge.
Okay.
Hayao Miyazaki.
How about I get Cable to do it?
Goliath touched the outside of Ash's pants. Where is her Eric penises? I guess this is the proof that you're sexually attracted to me, right? Goliath said while winking at Ash. Yep. Ash responded. I can't take it anymore! Ash yelled. He took his pants off and he also took his shirt off so that he was completely nude like his mother. Do you want to go all the way tonight, Mom?
No!
Ash said. It's okay if you say no. I'll still respect your decision and I'll always love you no matter what. Okay, that's despite the whole...
Nice of him.
Yeah, that's very,
mature?
Yes. Even though he wants to fuck his mom.
Just fucking read.
Mistakes into miracles.
His mom.
I already know that, sweetie, and yes, I do want to go all the way tonight with you. Follow me, Goliath said while blushing like crazy. Goliath walked into her bedroom, locked the door, then lied down on her bed and stretched her vaginal lips with the fingers of her right hand.
Oh no, the horse lips are coming back to me. Stop it!
I say nay to that.
Oh guys, the joke that you made earlier is coming back.
Oh no.
To haunt us.
Ready to go back to where you came from, my little motherfucker?
I hate everything.
Oh, see, that line wouldn't be so bad if it was said like in a gruff, like tough guy action movie voice, like
ready to go back where you came from.
Came from, motherfucker,
my little motherfucker. Well, you got a pretty mouth, my little motherfucker. So Delilah is now played by Bruce Willis.
Yes, I can totally imagine him with a wig, nice blonde wig, and a dress, like a short mid-thigh dress.
Sure.
Sweet.
Goliath said with a massive grin on her face. Sure am, Mom! Ash said with an equally massive grin on his face. Ash quickly inserted his penis into his mother's vagina. Wow, no prep at all. It's just...
No foreplay. Yeah. And then they banged.
Going dry.
He's 10!
I'm glad that I lost my virginity to you, Mommy! Ash said. I'm very honored to hear that, my sweet little Prince Ash! No, fuck me as hard as you can! Goliath said, your wish is my command, Princess Goliath. Ash replied, I don't like this roleplay. It's kind of weird.
And it's like super basic, too.
Yeah, like not even fake tiaras on and whatnot.
Give it a second.
Yeah. Ash thrusted his penis as hard as he could in his mother's vagina.
Okay, guys, I tried to do a control F to find any more offensive words, and I might have accidentally seen another drain your glass line.
Yeah. This is the one that I laughed at.
You skipped it. No, I didn't.
Yes, yes, you did.
Oh, Ash, your cock feels so fucking good. My pussy, Goliath said. Yo, Goliath, your pussy feels so fucking tight that it's awesome. Ash replied. Ash was super proud to have lost his virginity to his own mother.
That's not it. No, like, I'm talking about it later in the story, but continue.
Yes, I'm referring to the next line.
It's not the next line.
Ooey gooey super pooey, Goliath said. Goliath, I love pounding your poon! Ash said. Pound that pooty! Pound that pooty! Goliath said.
One of us.
Ooey gooey, oh so poo poo pooey!
Jesus
weird
Christ.
Sex talk, like, really?
It's turning into Teletubbies.
Oh, God, no. Snape, leave them alone.
Ash rapidly pulled his penis out of his mother's vagina to spit in his mother's vagina. Then he rapidly put his penis back inside his mother's vagina. So there's the lube.
Nice technique.
Smooth.
Mommy, I'm gonna come! Should I pull my penis out of your poon? Ash yelled. No, keep your piss...
Piscean.
Piscean penis the fuck inside my Piscean booty! I want your child! Delia yelled in response to Ash.
Now, wait a minute. That line may be bad. The next one is the one I'm referring to. Get your glasses ready.
So, is my penis as big as Daddy's penis when Daddy was still alive?
Jesus.
I haven't stopped drinking.
Bigger, replied Delia, while tightly holding onto her only child.
He's 10! How big can his dad's penis been?
Oh, he was tiny.
Oh, I'm not done either. Am I as good as Daddy? Ash asked. Better, replied Delia. Ash and Delia stared deep into each other's eyes.
They keep saying Daddy.
Yeah,
Daddy. Like,
Daddy.
The worst permutation of father.
Daddy.
Yep. I thought that's years
old. It's like the difference between forgive me, father, I have sinned versus Daddy, I've been naughty. Oh.
I don't know. I'm going to say that next time I go.
I'm going to say that the next time I go and get Val in the bedroom. Hey, Val, Daddy, I've been naughty.
What? No, you're just going to go, Daddy.
No, Val's gonna go, Daddy, up, Daddy.
You're already on the roof, honey.
Daddy is gone, but I just wanted to know that you're never alone because you have me, Ash said. Delia started to shed many tears.
I saw that as manly tears.
No, they're not manly. Oh, my sweet little Ashy poo!
This has been an announcement of the emergency broadcast system.
Delia said. Ash's lips suddenly met his mother's lips while Ash was balls deep in his mother's vagina.
Stop saying mother's vagina.
Mother's vagina.
I noticed David never said it.
Well, he's got a sickness where he can't say the word vagina, so...
Ah, Davidites, yes.
It would come out like mother's... mother's...
But if we make it to $100 per month on our Patreon, David can be cured of his ailments.
No, that's not a thing. That's not even a stretch goal.
It is now.
It is.
Stretching it out like the mother's vagina.
Stop it!
Yep. All right. Delia opened her mouth to allow Ash's tongue to enter her mouth. Delia's tongue licked Ash's tongue many times. Then Ash and Delia pulled their tongues out of each other's mouth. That is the unsexiest way to kiss ever. Yeah, like, description of a kiss. I love you, Ashy. There's no one and nothing I love more than you, and there will never be anyone or anything that I will love more than you, Ashy. Until the professor came along, Delia said. I feel the same way as you, Mommy Dearest.
Hold
after
on.
After Daddy Dearest.
What, David?
She's like, you're not the best. Or she's the best I've ever had. She hasn't had Mr. Mime at this point in the
year.
No. Oh, no. It's before you left.
Dave, where have you been?
I had to go walk the dog and Steve, tell my neighbors to shut the fuck up.
Yeah, you're very crackly.
Oh, fucking serious.
Yeah.
Well, we're almost done. Just deal with it.
Okay. Ash said, and don't worry about that door. We don't need a new door. From now on, we'll take showers in that same room together without a door. There won't be any sexual tension in this house anymore. I won't allow it.
Yes, Mom.
Oh,
you won't shit on hospitality in this house. I won't allow it.
Oh, it's Delia that said that. Oh, never mind. Does this mean we can keep on having sex in the future? Ash asked his mother. Yes, of course it does. Delia said cheerfully with a smile on her face. Fuck yeah! Ash said joyfully. Yeah!
Logan, did you just make a Troll 2 reference?
Yes, I did.
I just had to make sure that was what happened.
Oh boy! I can collectively say I never want to be in the same room as any of you ever again because memories of tonight will haunt me.
Too bad.
I can safely say that I can't understand a word that you just said.
Well, regardless, thank you. All right. Do you want me to just try rebooting? At this point,
what's the point? It's over.
Yeah.
All right.
It's over.
Thank you to our guests, Cap and Rhythm Bastard. We hope you had a wonderful slash terrible time.
It was one of those words.
Yeah, it's always wonderful slash terrible.
Okay. Yes. And of course, thanks to the fellow hosts, and I will now read the Patreon list. Thank you very, very much to our patrons, Manipedia, Sarah for the Win, Miri, Evan Balmol, The Waffle, Eric Lemieux, Steve Van Sickle, Discuss, Cameron Leafmuller, Dizdon Plays, Joshua Burns Rivera, Michael Fouch, Chris Chalfont, Samuel Flynn, Alexander R. Corbett? Yes, that's a name if it didn't cut off your freaking last name in Patreon. And Scotty John Harrison, thank you all very much for supporting FNF. You all are amazing. We couldn't do this without you. Soon we'll get David to say the word vagina.
Nope.
Yes. At some point, one day.
You will be contractually obligated to say the word vagina.
And we'll have to double that amount to get him to say mother's vagina.
Oh, no. No, that's awful. You're awful.
Hi there. Thanks for listening to Friday Night Fanfiction. Be sure to check out FridayNightFanfiction.com, where you can sign up to be a guest on the show, submit fanfictions for us to read, and join our Discord server to hang out with us. All backing music used in Friday Night Fanfiction is available via Overclocked Remix at ocremix.org. Be sure to check them out for over 3,000 fan arrangements and 60 fan arrangement albums of free video game music. Ending credits music, Koopa Nova by Diodes. Opening musical credits, Race to the Ends of the Earth by Louisa. We hope you enjoyed listening to this, and we'll catch you next episode.